In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I was talking to Dead Air, but things are better now. They're fixed. Let me tell you, this is something very important, that in Syria, a priest of God was killed with a kitchen knife. They chopped his head off with the kitchen knife. And you know, our brothers and sisters are suffering in the Middle East, and nobody tells us. We won't find that in the Globe, and we won't find that in the Herald, and even in the churches, no one says anything. But they are our brothers and sisters. They love Jesus Christ even unto death, even unto death, even unto death, even unto death. So this priest, this wonderful priest, became a martyr yesterday when they sliced off his head with the kitchen knife. I tell you, my friends, in the Middle East, there's so many things happening against Christians, and no one lets us know. No one lets us know because they're poor. But that man is a brother to me. That man is my brother. Not only is he a priest, but that man is a man of God that was killed by some people that hated him. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If the Quran was ever ripped up, you would find that first in the Globe and in the Herald. Everybody would read about the Quran being ripped up, and I don't think we should rip up Qurans. I'm just trying to give an example. But the death of this priest, no one hears of it. Well, I'm telling you of it. Pray for the people in Middle East, especially Christians, especially Catholics, that have given their life to Jesus and now are suffering persecution, even death. I look at the 12th chapter of Genesis. Now, the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country." Let me tell you, salvation history begins in the 12th chapter of Genesis. "Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to go to a land that I will show you." Isn't it interesting? He tells Abram in a vision that he is to leave his land. Some people call it Ur of Chaldeans, and other people call it another word. But let me just tell you, he became the first one, the father of faith, because he heard God. He is the first one. He didn't have anyone before him that followed God, but the Lord appeared to Abram, and he says, "Get out of thy land." What's he going to do? He's going to bring him into a land that I will show thee. In other words, I'm going to take you someplace, and you don't know. "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." Oh yes, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you, and your name will be great, and you shall be a blessing. Yes, Abram is a blessing. Where would we be without Abraham? Where would we be without Sarai? Where would we be? We'd have nothing. Abraham believed God, hallelujah, and God counted it as righteousness. And he then says in the third verse, "And I will bless them that bless thee." Well, we bless the house of Abraham. We bless the house of Jacob. We bless the house of Isaac. We bless the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We bless that house, O God, because you promised if we bless that house, you would bless us. Well, we bless them. Whenever I see a Jewish person, you know, and they have the curls running down, I always say, "Blessed be the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Blessed be the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curses thee. Let me tell you, we do not want to curse the Jews. I want to tell you that we want to bless them, because to bless them is to receive a blessing. And in you, Abraham, shall all families of the earth be blessed. In you, Abram, all families of the earth shall be blessed. What does Abram do? Abram went as the Lord had spoken unto him. I tell you, that vision must have been most potent. That experience must have been most beautiful. Oh, my Lord, Abram leaves the Ur of Chaldeans to a place that God's going to show him, and God doesn't tell him where. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old. So you say, I'm too old to do God's will. Well, he was 75, and when he had a baby, I think he was over 90. Let me tell you, my friends, you're never too old. There's no such thing as retirement in the Bible. We just keep on keeping on loving God, doing the best we can, bringing the message to people that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran, or Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, Lot, his brother's son, that's his nephew, and all the substance that they had gathered, and the souls that had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go to a land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. I tell you, it was 320 miles down the road. It was not an easy exodus. 320 miles down the road from the Ur of Chaldeans until Canaan. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sychem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. So the land was occupied by the Canaanites. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto your seed I give this land. And they built him an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto Abram. Oh, yes, I give you the land. I tell you, my friends, the land is called Israel now. It was called Palestine. And Israel occupies this land because God gave it to them. It took over 1,000 years for them to occupy the land and become a state. But in 1945 or 46, God brings his people back. He makes Israel a state. I want to tell you, there is nothing like Israel and nothing like Jerusalem. When one goes to Jerusalem, I tell you, one is touched to the depths of his being. Why? Because this is the place where Jesus did his great and awesome miracles. But more than that, this is the place where Jesus Christ laid down his life for you and for me. And this is the place where he rose from the dead. In Jerusalem. In Jerusalem. In Jerusalem. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto your seed I give this land. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. When the Lord says, I give you something, he's going to give it to us. When the Lord spoke to Abram, he said, I'm going to give you this land to your children. But you know what? It doesn't mean it's going to happen today. The word of God will be fulfilled by the crossing of every T and the dotting of every I. God will fulfill his word, because God is faithful. Do you bless Abraham? Do you bless the house of Israel? Do you bless? Okay, I'm going down to the 13th chapter, verse 12. Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and he pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked, and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Well, again, we talk about Sodomites. We know what a Sodomite is. It comes from the word of Sodom. We know what a Sodomite does. And the men in Sodom were wicked, And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, to you will I give it, to your seed forever. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you. See, the Lord is sacramental. I want you not only to see what I'm going to give you, but I want you to walk in the land, and I want you to take it. Take the land by faith. Take the land by faith. Take the land by faith. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Oh, yes, this is going to be his. This is going to be his, all his. So we continue, and we go to chapter 14, verse 21. And king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, and I will not take from a thread, even from a shoelace, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which met with me. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. That's what the Lord says to you. Fear not, because I am your shield and exceeding great reward for you. And Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given me no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. You see, this is the promise. This is the promise. Oh, Lord, it's so difficult to wait on God when he says something. It's so difficult. We want to take it into our own hands. And that's exactly what Abram did when he took Hagar into his own hands. And my Lord, what happens? That Hagar produces Ishmael. And to this day, Ishmael and Isaac have been fighting with each other. I tell you, listen to what the Lord has to tell you. Listen to what the Lord has to tell you. Because you see, if you do not listen, you will be destroyed. You will be destroyed. You will be destroyed. And the Lord, this is verse chapter 18, and the Lord appeared unto Abram in the plains of Mamre, and he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. In other words, this is what you call caring for the stranger. Caring for the stranger. We have forgot how to do that. We have forgotten how to do that. You know, we just don't even know who we live next to. We don't know our neighbors. We don't love our neighbors. But the Lord said, you know, care for them. Care for these three men. He doesn't know that he's caring for God. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and I will comfort your hearts. After that, you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. In other words, we will accept your hospitality. I tell you, there is no hospitality anymore as compared to what used to be. Somebody used to be in my kitchen telling my mother their troubles as they drank a cup of coffee, and my mother would tell me, and we would pray. I tell you, hospitality is out now. We are a nuclear people. We're with mother, father, sister, and brother, and that's it. And Abram hastened unto the tent unto Sarah, and he said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good. That's veal. That's prime meat. And he gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it down before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. That's unkosher. So God has not given the kosher laws. Yes, you don't have meat with butter. You don't have meat with milk. The law of being kosher has not been given. And they said, these 3 men said unto Abraham, which is Sarah your wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarai, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it at the tent door and was behind him. And Abram and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women, that she wasn't having her period. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being also old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Now, what are your circumstances? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Not when you put the Lord first. You don't put the Lord first, I'm going to tell you, you'll be jumping and falling and spitting, and it'll just break you. When we put the Lord first, we can say, nothing is too hard for the Lord. At that time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, no, you did laugh. And we know what they call the child. They call the child Isaac, which means laughter. Let me tell you this. If God has made promises to you, and you are placing Jesus on the throne of your heart, those promises will be fulfilled. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. You must speak them out. You must speak them out. God promised me. He promised me that all that I give away, that he would keep on giving to me, that I couldn't contain what he was giving to me. I'm telling you, God promises us things. And when he promises us things, he lets them be done according to his word, according to his word, according to his time. And it's not always our time, but it's his time. So let me just say this. If God has spoken a word to you, receive that word. Receive that word and know that it will come to pass. Declare that word. Declare that word and it will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. The Lord told me he was going to send men from all around the world to the Holy Rosary. I have priests from all around the world that have come to me. And when he said that, I kind of laughed and said, you know, that's kind of foolish. We're at the end of the world, and how's he going to send people to me? I don't go looking for them. They just come looking for me. And this is real. This is real. When God speaks a word, he will fulfill it if Jesus is Lord of your life. Let me tell you about our needs, because you see what, if I don't tell you about our needs, we're not going to have them met. We were $5,000 short for May's bills. Now June's bills are coming in. We were $5,000 short. And you know, if these broadcasts help you, and you say, Father Tom is like a voice in the wilderness, I want you to help us. And whatever you send, do it in the name of Jesus. You know, I am a voice in the wilderness. I am a voice in the wilderness. And not many people are preaching the word of God. We are to live by faith. We are to put Jesus on the throne of our hearts. We are to know that the promises of the Lord will be fulfilled, even when they feel like they weren't going to be fulfilled. Remember, God said to Abram, I'm going to make you a great nation. He had no children but Ishmael, and that was his own doing. But God said through Sarah, will you have children, and will you be a great nation? So I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I'm talking to you. Don't think that other people are going to do it. You have to do it. And you know what? Whatever you send is really good, but do it in the name of Jesus so that we can pay our bills. The only thing we want to do is to pay our bills. I do not get 1 cent from this radio ministry. I don't need it, thanks be to God. But you who hear, and you who hear every day, and you who say, Father Tom, I want to hear you, you say that, please help us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And we are having a School of the Holy Spirit between the 14th and the 20th of July. People are starting to send in their registrations. Please send in your registrations. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be the atmosphere of God, the glory of God. Hallelujah. On Sunday when we were worshiping God, the presence of God came upon us. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? Imagine 1 whole week of worshiping God, 1 whole week of dancing in the Spirit, 1 whole week of instructions in the Scripture, 1 whole week of celebrating Mass. The presence of God will come upon us in a mighty way. Thanks be to God. And you need to dial 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, and we will send you information about the School of the Holy Spirit. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.